This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz in for Spike Eskin on this Friday afternoon. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, but games are always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpetes.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, as I'm sure you are going to be on the links this weekend, you got to know what the weather is going to be like, and there's only one sham weather guy that we have to check in on, and that is Tornado Shapiro. What's happening, Tornado?
I was going to give it to you, and I told you, you're going to get it a little later, baby. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. Hello. Hey, Spritzy. It's always fun to play with the B team. It's a weather-filled weekend. You need me, and you know it, pal. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, I wish I had a little better news for the local crowd, but we're still in the wetness. Tonight, I give it a 50-50 shot of rain. Bring a hat. There's a chance you'll wear it. Accessorize, don't traumatize. Phillies host Milwaukee tonight. You know, I worked in Milwaukee years ago for a very short time. I dated Gorman Thomas's sister. She wasn't as strong as him, but her mustache was thicker. Come on.
The hell's Gorman Thomas?
Can you please school this youngster at some point? I lived in a nearby town called Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Of course.
Local Puritan church referred to it as Beaver Darn. Love to tell you more about Beaver, but Rod Larkin stole my copy. Fun town, Milwaukee. One night I was hanging out at Schatz Brewery with Laverne and Shirley. It was me, Ike, Oscar Robertson, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Lenny Squiggy, and the Big Ragu. I'll tell you, it was a good time. Everything was fine until we got to ordering some food. Well, the Big O orders a big fat Greek salad for the Greek freak. Next thing you know, the Big Ragu grabs his spicy meatball and tries to toss the salad to the big Greek freak. I said, this is way too freaky for me. I'm getting the hell out of there. And I stuck Ike with the bill. Sorry about that, Ike.
That's okay.
I still owe you $67. What's your Venmo, friend? Well, I do love the taste of old Milwaukee.
It's a great beer. It's a great beer.
No, it was a 67-year-old weather girl I knew out there. That was my nickname for her. We worked right on Lake Michigan, WWAP, the WAP. We had a weather girl named... Of course, we had Naughty D. She took us on a booze cruise on Lake Michigan with Megan the Stallion.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it was me, D, and V. And Ike, of course.
Please,
we wasn't
going to
miss that one. We were hanging with Prince Fielder, Antonio Bastardo, and the Racing Sausages from the Milwaukee Brewers. Would D really enjoy those sausages? she had a special tutorial for a bratwurst combo.
Oh, man. We're going to get weather.
Things got crazy. The boat took on so much water, we needed buckets to keep it afloat. Naughty D, she brought a bucket and a mop. She gave it everything she got. Saturday, more rain, probably 50-50 shots again. Bring a slicker. Bring a slicker, some sunscreen, and a shovel. High of 67. If you're going to the Roots picnic at the Man, consider it an umbrella. 50-50 shot of precip, but don't sweat it. I believe if you don't get wet, you have nothing to be proud of but to each his own. One night we were at the Man. It was me, Ike, Ben Davis, Billy Wagner, Tommy Joseph, and Tom LeMaine. We're all there to see Snoop Dogg. It was also Dollar Dog Night at the Man. Billy Wagner starts firing hot dogs at Tom LeMaine. The crowd takes Wagner's side because they're posting his speed on the scoreboard at over 100 miles an hour. Crowd is going wild. LeMaine's getting pummeled with hot dogs. Beats and Watson never looked more like Smith and Wesson. But they quickly turned on Wagner after the decrease in velocity. His hot dogs started coming in at 99, 97, 96.
Ooh.
Good luck to the Roots, but I got to tell you, that Billy Wagner, he's no picnic.
All right, Tornado, let's wrap this up.
Sunday is your saving grace, just like the great Annie Lennox used to sing. The sun will come out when sweet dreams are made of these. Well, I give it a 50-50 shot of coming out anyway. You won't hear anything more accurate than that. That's the definitive word on weather this weekend. This is Tornado Shapiro. Music, please. Can you please get some music in our show?
We do have to get some music for Tornado. We do. 50-50 shot.
Man.
As always. Now, I got to be honest.
What's going on in Milwaukee?
You got to be honest.
Yeah.
You, Ben Davis.
Yep.
Billy Wagner.
Yep.
Tommy Joseph.
That sounds like a good party, man.
To see Snoop Dogg? I don't know. I don't know if those guys are big Snoop
Dogg. In there, man.
Yeah. And who's Tom LeMaine?
Tom LeMaine is the... Hold on. That's the, is that a weightlifting guy? I think Tom LeMaine's a weightlifting guy.
He looks like a broadcaster for KYW.
Oh, there you go.
So that's on me.
Okay. Oh, one of our own guys.
Yep. Never a doubt.
I swear.
Did I hear Squiggy with Oscar Robertson?
Yeah. Well,
you know Squiggy and Lenny?
Well, is that when Oscar Robertson turned on you? I mean, I know that you guys aren't exactly close.
No, we aren't close, but no. Oscar Robertson obviously played for
the Cincinnati Royals.
And the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
So it's Milwaukee. Squiggy and Lenny are from Laverne and Shirley.
Okay.
And Laverne and Shirley is a popular sitcom from the 70s that was based in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Got that?
Now it's all started.
Yeah. He usually ties everybody into the city.
That's good.
Yes.
And I need it.
It's like a history lesson for you.
Yeah, I know. And this is probably why I didn't get this job. It's because all these old references, just I don't get them.
Right. You got to be a little older. Yeah, that's why it pays to be a little more seasoned.
I try my best. I get left behind.
You can't help it because you were born in the 90s.
Nah, it's like, what do you want
it's
me to do?
It's a good thing. You were born at the right time.
But you're a 90s guy? Yeah, 90s were good.
I mean, listen, it's being raised in this era, look at all the things that you are privy to.
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting. I can't claim being a 90s baby, really.
No, you're not a 90s baby. You're a 2000s baby.
Correct.
You were born in the 90s.
And I can't really – I'm like the bottom end of the millennial. Like the millennials are technical. I'm like the 95, I think, is the cutoff for a millennial. So
I was born in the 70s, but I consider myself more of an 80s baby, though.
Yeah. Like I can't claim 90s.
Yeah.
I can claim early 2000s.
Twitter. What's Antonio Bastardo's connection to Milwaukee, by the way?
That's it's the connection to us.
Just the
Phillies.
A great backside. I think that's...
Is that the idea?
Yeah, I guess. Bryce Harper talked about his injury situation here in 1 second, but the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies trade for Rhys Hoskins at the trade deadline? Still about 50-50, 54% saying no. We'll get to that audio after we hear from Mike Reese.
Hey, if you're thinking about going overseas for a hair transplant, Let me just remind you, hair transplants are real surgery. And that's why I tell people go to Glad Hair by Morgenstern Medical right here in Philadelphia. Now, with the Glad Hair team, you get board-certified surgeons, safe in-office procedures that follow strict U.S. medical standards, and long-term care from a team with over 30 years' experience. No flights, no risk, just great hair and a team that you can trust. Visit GladHairMM.com. Stay local, stay safe, and stay looking good.
We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at ChickiesandPete's.com. So, Bryce Harper not in the lineup tonight. He is still out, obviously dealing with the injury, the pitch from Spencer Strider.
Yeah, still hurts.
That no one retaliated on.
Awesome.
I know Wheeler, he nicked Nick Allen. That didn't count.
That did not count.
Morning show, once again, try to turn that into the World War III.
It looked good last night, but it did not get it.
You're not hitting the nine hitter.
Yeah.
That's a slap hitting shortstop. That had to be Acuna. All right. But here's Bryce Harper a couple minutes ago, courtesy of Tim Kelly, talking about his injury.
Are you frustrated with how frequently you seem to get hit, like up and in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where teams kind of go against me. You know, it's a bummer just because guys throw so hard now. But I mean, that's where guys go. Sinkers in, heaters up and in. You know, I understand throwing inside. I totally get that. I'm all for it in baseball and getting guys, you know, off pitches away or anything else like that. But just control. You know, guys throw a little too hard now to, you know, do that. You know, up and in, things like that.
Malty would back off, and you feel like the guard might help you stay in on those pitches.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm not going to back off the plate. I've always kind of been on top of the plate. I understand, like I said, I totally understand throwing inside. It's part of the game. I get it. It's just a little scarier nowadays, just because guys throw a little bit harder. So there's a little bit of give and take with that, right? So. Wearing a brace, wearing an arm guard, you know, that helps a little bit.
So there's Bryce. I think he's the biggest reason why there really wasn't a retaliation. You know, and I think he was more upset about it. I think he understands the part of the game, and I think he doesn't want anyone else to kind of get hurt. But
Soft.
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you.
Don't give soft explanations.
He's still not over the Eagles Super Bowl.
Don't give soft explanations, man. Just say this is the way the team is. This is the way they've always been.
Yeah.
There's nothing new.
I know.
I would have been more surprised had they done it. Right?
Like, I agree with
you. Yeah, I would have been more surprised had they done it. Now, that didn't lessen my outrage or my desire to want them to do it, even though I didn't fully expect them to do it because they haven't done it in the past.
Not their MO.
Yes, not what they do.
It's not their MO. So, Bryce out of the lineup.
It's great to talk about for 2 days.
Dude, I mean, you want to talk about a WIP topic for a couple days. That was a gift.
That was
thrilled. That was good old school. And what I find so funny is, like, in today's climate, you would think that the idea of hitting someone is heresy.
Yeah.
And it was good for a couple days there. People were like, it was a good old-fashioned sports.
They wanted
it,
yeah. They wanted blood, man.
Get a little blood in there. So, yeah. Bryce out of the lineup. I kind of would be surprised at this point if he plays this weekend because he's still dealing with some swelling. So, 95 off the wrist, not exactly the most comfortable thing.
You think he'll wear the brace?
I don't think so. I don't think he's comfortable with it. I know. What do you want me to tell you? I know you do the with every baseball thing. Just because we're not hitting people and running into wedges doesn't mean that we're not tough.
Tough guys. Me, we.
I don't know. I didn't wear a cup. So I was risking it all.
That's pretty tough, man.
I didn't wear a cup one time I did play football for a year.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I don't.
I hated it. All I wanted to do was be quarterback, and then I couldn't figure out which way to turn to hand the ball off because you were like 13, so they didn't let you throw it all.
Right.
So I never played that. I was backup defensive end.
There you go.
Yeah, so I was rushing the passer.
There you
the
go.
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen of Westchester.
Of LAFA. But I should remember the one time I really didn't want to go to the game, so I made up an injury.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, you know what, I'll go for my team. and the coach gave an impassioned speech about how much of a warrior I was.
There you go.
I was standing there the whole time, like, I'm not even hurt. I just don't want to play. I just don't want to play at all. So no, yeah. But the one practice I didn't wear a cup, I landed on a helmet. I was down for the count.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a mistake.
You don't really wear cups in football.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
High school, maybe.
Yeah.
I did not wear a cup in college. Did we have to wear cups in college? I might have in college.
I don't know how you wouldn't. I mean, I feel like you get...
Well, you don't wear them in the pros.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a good breakdown.
Well, that's how Vrabel got a handful.
New England Patriots head coach.
Yes.
Let's see what this nonsense is going to be about. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
Well... Oh, Spikey had took off, huh? I was calling to tear him up today, but and Jack, let me just say this to you, Jack.
Great.
When the idiot's not here, you don't have to say this is Jack in for Spike. You're on the show, bro. I put you on the show.
That's all right. Listen, I'm just trying to do the proper thing. But if I need to start getting Spike's name off of it, yeah, I'll do it.
The proper thing is to acknowledge that I put you on the show.
And I thank you for that every day. Every day.
And you're welcome. Now listen, let's get to the meat and potatoes here. Alright? Because I tell you, I played what? The long game, right?
You do.
Now OG been telling everybody in the whole world that this is Jalen Hurts' offense. Now, Shady McCoy, a rejected Eagle. Okay.
Now he's a rejected
Eagle. Come on, man.
And says he pillow talks with AJ, and AJ says it's Jalen's offense. But now everybody's, this is why I told y'all that he was the best quarterback in the NFL because he does more. There's no quarterback that calls his own line protections. There's no quarterback in the NFL.
No one else does that.
The centers do it. So shut your mouth while I'm cooking here, okay? No quarterback that calls his own offense. Jalen does that. And Jalen is the reason why this offense goes the way it goes. Now, the fact that we don't throw, we ranked 27th or 28th in passing.
Yeah.
Here's how you would see it. That was an issue. If we were lacking the ability to score, put points on the board. If we're putting 26 points on the board a game, what the hell are you? What's the difference, rather you? Because the last I checked, rather you run the ball in or throw it in, it still counts as what, Ike? 6 points.
6 points. Yeah.
Well, okay. Why that matters and why we bring it up is because when we get thrown in our face how elite he is, then they clearly, I don't know if they think he's an elite quarterback. I mean, that's. Well, sure, you can score points. That's fine, but that's why it's like insulting. To the word elite.
Well, let me educate you on elite, okay? Because none of these idiots know what the hell it means.
Only you.
Elite means when you do something well enough for other teams can't even stop it. That is elite. Jalen Hurts is elite just by the fact that he can beat you in a multitude of ways. When you got a quarterback that can only beat you with his arm, that's not elite. But when you got a quarterback that can beat you with his legs and with his arm, that's elite, because you got a defense coordinator like what's his name? Steve
Spagnuolo.
Spags.
Yeah,
Spags.
Yeah, Spags.
Tell you that he had no answer for Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl, but he had an answer for Josh Allen, so-called elite, who threw a damn ball up in the air, a Hail Mary, when he had a guy out in the flat that he could have won the game, but because he's not elite, he did not execute that play.
Right.
This is what y'all...
The Dalton Kincaid drop? The Dalton Kincaid drop? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. It was not a drop. Dalton Kincaid was running a pattern outside the numbers, which...
He had four guys on him and was running backwards. What are you talking about?
No, he came back to a play because the dipstick threw the ball as a Hail Mary up in the air for anybody to catch. So let's get that straight right now. But you don't watch his Buffalo enough to even know that. You know, or the playoffs, I would say.
Right.
You know, you'd probably watch a baseball then, because since you get upset when somebody wear a baseball hat, and don't watch the baseball game, so you're probably doing that.
Well, it was in January, so there's no baseball games being played, but thank you for the shot.
Yeah, anyway. Listen, you know what? All people got to do is just tune into Knowledge Without Collars tonight.
Oh, wow.
I'll break it down for you.
There you go.
Right now, Spike is not – Spike's long gone, man. Why don't y'all put a fishnet on him or something? Help the man. Y'all letting him drown with no damn net. What the hell is going on around at the show? I leave and y'all just go berserk. I'm back now.
Well, who drowned? Who drowned, Spike?
Right. He's drowning in his damn takes on Jalen Hurts.
He looks like a complete idiot. Well, listen.
He looks like a complete damn idiot.
I think he's making a lot of sense. All we're trying to do is keep it sane around here, because you guys are turning it into an insane conversation.
Well, it's not an insane conversation.
When I got to go to a steak shop, that's Marlins in Delaware, a steak, real steak and everything, and they complaining about Spike, and I got to defend that.
A lot of complaints about Spike, I will say. There are a lot of complaints about Spike.
I'm out in the damn public, and I gotta speak for Spike.
Yeah.
Spike, you know how uncomfortable that is?
So how did you feel about the PFF rankings? I hadn't heard you all week. We've been talking about this.
I understand what they do. They know if they say something negative about Philadelphia. About
negative? They had him number five.
They had him number five, so that's not disrespectful. But the fact that they don't have him in the elite category, he's in, what was it called, the top tier of the next group, what was it called?
Like guys you can win with,
essentially. Yeah, like franchise quarterbacks. Just not the elite group.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
The thing is this here, Ike.
Yeah.
PFF started out with Jalen Hurts as 46th best quarterback.
That's true. Yep. He's climbed the ranks.
Now they're down to five.
Yep.
And I keep trying to tell people he should be number one because he does more than any other quarterback. All these quarterbacks.
Wait, so when Lamar Jackson goes for 41 passing touchdowns and four picks, that's Jalen does more than that.
That was a hell of a year for Lamar Jackson, but if we don't need to score Dell points and we sitting on the ball, kneeling the ball down, what do you want? Just to go out there and just to do it?
How much did that even happen last year? First off, they were seventh in scoring last year. It's not like they were putting up 35 in their sleep.
Jack, it means that you're not trying to go out there and prove to the world.
Yeah, we don't want to win games by more. That's what they were saying. That's
we're winning. You win. Anybody that knows football will tell you when you got the game in hand, you sit down on that and you.
Well, of course,
that
but that's acting if like every the, game was like that.
Right, but look at all the guys that the Lions, right? Number one scorer. Where they end up at? Home eating popcorn. Lamar Jackson. He crapped on his pants. Where he ends up at? Home
again,
eating popcorn.
That's not
Josh
the point.
Allen, another so-called fake elite. Where he end up at? Eating popcorn. Everybody eating popcorn but Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So who the hell is elite, you damn fool?
I got you. There he is. OG Wade.
There he is, man.
Yep. Josh Allen now not elite. Not elite. Lost his best receiver at his best year. Mm-hmm. Didn't turn the ball over. Now, he turned into more game manager-y, but
See, this is. I won't do this.
I know.
I don't want to do this. But this is where you guys lose me on the Hurts is not elite when the other guys are elite. Right? I understand what, from an eye test standpoint, you're saying visually, I know I'm looking at somebody that wows me, that is a difference-looking quarterback. I get that, and I see those things too. I do. I see that too. I just don't know how to parse or separate a guy that wins at the level Jalen wins at, when that's ultimately what you want the quarterback to do. Like, ultimately, from a fan's perspective, they're not going to say, only you would as a fan and those that are like you. You're going to put how it looked winning in front of ultimately winning. Most fans don't view it that way. They just care about the winning aspect of it. And by the way, his teammates are the same way.
You should care about winning, and that's a part of it. But when we're talking about what separates elite versus not versus listen.
You can't separate the winning from that.
But
the winning has to be the
number one
thing.
It does, but how much does he contribute to the winning? Like
if you ask yourself, Fritz.
He could win how many quarterbacks could have won 12 games in last year's Eagles?
Last year was a great offense. I agree with you. I'm not saying that you couldn't have put other quarterbacks in that position and potentially got the same result. That's not what I'm saying. But that's just last year. We're talking about his career. Right, we're talking about over his career. What about all the games he's won throughout his time here? I'm not saying other quarterbacks couldn't have come in, but what level of that quarterback would have come in? You're going to have to roll off top five quarterbacks, because you can't tell me Dak would have come in and won. You can't tell me Baker would have come in and won. Because you know what I'm going to say? Why don't they win with their own teams? They have talent, right? Like, Dak has talent. He's always had talent. So, right, like, and Dak is thrown for 5,000 yards. He's thrown 40 touchdowns. He's got two playoff wins. That's where the winning with Jalen has to weigh more, I guess,
and
is what I'm saying. I understand that's why he's top five.
And that's why he's top five.
But the disrespectful part of that is you're saying it's only because of the winning that he's in the top five and the other things he don't do well. So having 68% completion percentage, having a over 8 yards per completion attempt, you know, things of that nature, the rushing aspects of his game, you're saying all those things aren't good and he's only there because the team wins. And that's what I think is a little unfair. He may not be – from a physical standpoint, as good as some of those guys, but he's not that far off. And his winning, when it matters the most, is at a higher level than those guys. That's all I want to say. That's all.
And that's why it's a prove it year. 215-592-9494 to get in. Join me on the boardwalk.
What's it a prove it year for?
For Jalen? What? Yeah. And again, before everyone gets all hot and bothered, obviously he proved he could win a Super Bowl. But I need him to be the I don't even need them.
Yeah, you do. You want no. You want Saquon injured. You want AJ traded. You want Devontae decapitated.
I want it to be the last.
You want Jalen. You want him out there with Andre Dillard and Tyler Steen.
I want it to be what it was the last two games of the year, where that was elite quarterback play. That was not the entire year.
You want him to have no talent on the team.
No,
and
that's
then go win.
No, well, he cannot have the number one defense. He cannot have the number one offensive line. He cannot have the best receivers in football and a 2,500-yard running back. Okay, all of that stuff. If he's able to win,
what is he going
to
do?
Dude, if he's elite, then guess what? You figure it out. Because Josh Allen lost all of that crap, and he put in an MVP year, okay?
Put it like this, though. When he had all of that, what did he do?
Yes, he went up again. Dude.
When Josh Allen had all that talent around him,
Jalen,
what did he do with it? He didn't do anything
with
it.
He lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and guess who didn't lose to Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, Jalen.
Oh, yeah.
He beat Brock Purdy with no arm and Josh Johnson, Daniel Jones, and Saquon Barkley. Jordan Love, who's overrated and a fraud who I hate now, and he took 7 sacks in the Rams game, and they got bailed out by Jalen Carter, and he beat freaking Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Congratulations.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes two
twice,
years ago.
Twice, I know. Yes. I know. I'll be at the Ocean City Boardwalk to see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra on Saturday, July 12th. I'll be outside signing my new copy of Ring the Bell.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's going to be huge. The book of the summer, many are saying. Me and my good pal Kevin Reeve wrote it. The book and the show will make great Father's Day gifts. Get tickets to the show at joeconklin.com. On the other side, Everyday Eagles. With a question about the future and what the next 5 years could look like.
Pretty good. As long as Jalen's the quarterback.
We'll see. That's not about Jalen. Well, it's going to eventually turn into about Jalen. But I got an Everyday Eagles question about the next 5 years of Eagles football. We'll get to that coming up next. Live at Jiggies and Pete's in South Philly, it's like Spike and Fritz, Sports Radio 94 WYP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.